The devotional for today, Tuesday, March 17th, 2015, was written by B.J. Woodworth and brought to you by the Church Planting Initiative at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. The devotional is based on Psalm 34. I have found one of the greatest promises in all of Scripture in Psalm 34, verses 4 through 5. I have sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Brené Brown, in her March 2012 TED Talk, said, "Shame is the intensely personal feeling that we are unworthy of love and belonging, and an unspoken epidemic, the secret behind many forms of broken behavior." In the season of Lent, as we seek the Lord, we are assured that we will find deliverance from our fears. Our fears are often rooted in the shame, fears of not feeling worthy, lovable, or belonging. But the psalmist promises, if we gaze upon the Lord, the brilliance and radiance of the favor and glory of God will overcome the dullness and disgrace of our shame. So I want to invite you into an embodied prayer meditation. When Ezra saw the sin of the Israelites, he said, "Oh my God, I am too ashamed and disgraced to lift up my face to you, my God, because our sins are higher than our heads and our guilt has reached to the heavens." Think over the past week. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Is there anything you did or said or did not say or do that you are ashamed of? As a sign of humility and repentance, cover your face with your hands. Speak openly and seek forgiveness from the Lord. When you are ready, stand and look to the Lord. For those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. We all, who with unveiled faces reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Let us pray. O God, there are things before our eyes with which we are ashamed. Grant us the strength to open ourselves to humility and repentance, the courage to accept forgiveness, and the readiness to stand before your glory and be transformed. Amen.